reflection. If I hadn't looked into the mirror that day, I should probably never have seen my face, at least not till it was far too late. Fortunately, my latent narcissism, of which my parents had so often warned me, took hold of me in a vice-like grip and forced my unwilling gaze onto that quietly reflecting surface. Horror of horrors! There, before my very eyes, were my very eyes. I gazed deep into them. How, after all, could I help it? I never had been able to resist my fateful charm. Imbued instantly with a new driving force and sense of purpose, I tore my gaze away from itself and lovingly scanned the rest of my visage. A perfect trochaic hexameter! Apollo himself could not have mustered such a superbly arranged set of features, muster as he might. I was suddenly aware that I had heretofore spent my entire life waiting for the moment when I might confirm that I was indeed as handsome as I had always supposed. And here was the much-sought proof lying in my own two well-formed hands. But wait! Suppose that what I held was not in fact a mirror, but a cunningly disguised wombat skull. But no. I had built this mirror with my own appendages, polished it lovingly every day for 37 years, 16 weeks, and 3 days, without ever once looking into it, which, as the reader may well imagine, caused me no small difficulty in the making. Indeed, it was this determination not to look into it until it was ready to do full justice to my unseen but wonderful face that caused me to see it inadvertently. For, having been polishing it behind my back, as was my wont, I placed it face down on the table, as usual, and turned round only to find that I had, unbeknownst to myself, been polishing the back, with the result that the shiny bit which I had presumed to exist in the other side was pointed straight at me. I have already described the surge of emotion that overcame me on beholding my beauty for the first and only time. After I had recovered a little from my violent emesis, I had not realized till then that joy can have the same effect as horror. I cast the mirror to the ground, lest looking again I might find myself to have been deceived, and strode purposefully to the window. To my surprise, instead of the vast arid plain I had come to recognize, there now bloomed a glowing desert. It seemed that the very earth had awakened with me. Actually, on reflection, it probably wouldn't have mattered if I hadn't looked in the mirror till the next day, if at all.